This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
We're live in the Rock and Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. They found a better way to mortgage so you can focus on making your new house home. Rock and Mortgage, push button, get mortgage. Our toll-free line, 855-212-4CBS, brought to you by Geico. Great news, you can save a bunch of money if you switch to Geico. Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Hey, Mavi, have I told you that the microwave oven back there that I cook my dinner in every night is filled with syphilis?
No, you did not, but I saw it earlier. That's why I always cover everything.
Dude, have you ever seen anything more disgusting than that thing?
I haven't. I mean, it's just a microcosm of what the people like around here. They don't care about anyone else, and no one cleans or no one makes sure their stuff's not splattering everywhere. And if it does, they don't wipe it up. They just say, oh, next person's problem.
Yeah, that's exactly what they do. And I don't know if it's a description of syphilis or gangrene, which I saw growing in there, but I'm very scared to eat my syphilis gangrene meatloaf tonight and mashed potatoes. Very upset about it. And I'm troubled by the lack of progress with the cleaning spray that we could use to clean the microwave. That you would think, like, don't they have like some kind of spick and span or something? Could you get like a little
409?
Yeah, like a little 409 or a little bleach or some kind of little action we could get in there to, you know, I don't know. It's very upsetting, all the things that have happened tonight to us. Very upset. Very upset about the basketball game and everything else. I'll have. Oh, by the way, I thought Mavi, the beginning of that game was atrocious. The first 10 minutes when you guys started, I have to admit, I was not on the floor. Not that I would have mattered. I didn't do anything tonight either because we never played. That was a horrible night for all of us for our seasonal stats too. By the way, because we played 20 minutes, right, and then so we didn't even play a game. So all the stats counted, and we never even like broke a sweat. So, you know, I'm dropping 15 a game, whatever. I had 4. It was the most humiliating game ever. I wish I wouldn't even have gone. You had the same thing. You averaged 10. You had 4. You did nothing. None of us did anything because we never played. Made me sick to my stomach. I got to tell you, it really did. It's unbelievable. Here's another thing making me sick to my stomach. Watching the Knicks. They're up 76-61 with 7.5 to go at the new Chase Center. A couple things. One, you know they'll blow this game, right? I mean, it's just inevitable that they're going to blow it. But I bet on the Knicks tonight, believe it or not. And I don't remember. What was I getting, like 2? I have to look. I have it right here. I just want to. What day is it? All right, so I'm getting 5. I'm getting 5, believe it or not. That might be helpful. So right now I'm up 20, but here's the deal. Can you imagine the I've heard a couple things about the Knicks. One, that they're going to move Morris, right? Is he not the only guy that produces at all on the team? Can't they just keep one guy that scores? Randall and Morris are the only two guys that do anything, right? And boy, does R.J. Barrett, does he not look just awful now that he's playing this many games, right? They're not even at Christmas, and this guy looks shot. Like, he's just turning the ball over. He's missing shots. He looks just like, he's like, what is happening here? We only played 35 games at Duke. He looks shot already. Rookie year. That guy's going to wear down, like, the paint on your outside of your house. Anyway, here's the deal. Can you imagine opening up the Chase Center to this atrocity of a basketball team? Can you believe they went to 5 straight NBA finals and now they're like hack city? I mean, honestly, they are as bad as they get. They're as bad as the Knicks, right? And they still have Green, but they don't have Curry playing. They don't have Thompson playing. That's not my problem, right? Can you imagine opening up this brand new Shangri-La Stadium arena in San Francisco, downtown, right by the water, and this is the product that they're selling, those expensive season tickets? Because you know it's expensive to go see the Warriors after you go to 5 straight NBA finals, right? When you win that much, it's expensive. That's all there is to it. When you get Garrett Cole with the Yankees, the tickets are going to be expensive. So you got to pay through the nose to go see that trash. You have to admit, they're awful, right? It really is bad. And I just can't imagine. That first season is such a disaster. I mean, it really is. That they play in that building every night, and there's just nothing going on there good. I mean, it's crazy. So anyway, watching these two losers play tonight is really, it's enough to make you sick. I knew this game would be garbage, but I always say if there's two bad teams playing, it's usually a good game. What do you think?
I mean, it's getting to be a better game than it should have been. The Knicks were blowing them out, and now they're kind of letting them back into it because they're not a good team, so they can't hold on to the lead. Yeah, it probably sucks for them. They're the first season in a new building. They're terrible, but I mean, they've had enough winning the last 5 years. I don't think anyone really feels bad for them. It'd be like, you know, if the Patriots build a new stadium and they suck next year. No one's going to care because they just beat everybody's ass for so long. People are loving that they suck.
So here's the deal. Baseball, going back to that, they're investigating the Astros, the sign stealing. They're not going to get an answer, Mad Hatter, in 2019. And I heard today there were, what, 76,000 emails? Is that accurate? And then there was 60 witnesses interviewed. So it's just this giant case against the Astros. But there was one point I heard about that other team, that's the thing, like they're going to go hard on the Astros, but that there's got to be other teams stealing signs and doing things like this. Does that weigh in on this at all, that if they go too heavy on them, that other teams are getting away with, they're going to have to start investigating other teams too? Or is this just solely on the Astros, it's their problem?
I would hope that if there are other teams doing this to this extent, that they've been smart enough not to get caught. Or to stop, right. Just the number of people you said who were involved in this and the technological aspect of it is just so scary that they had somebody in left field, in the bullpen, banging trash cans. They had it covered from every angle. So technological, just peeking in, tracking pitches, and someone in the bullpen with watches and tablets and whatever they're
banging
were doing.
A garbage can. Do you remember the wedge in college? You know what the wedge is when
it's block play.
Like, well, no, and the wedge in college is when the entire fraternity forms a wedge in the midterm exam when everybody's taking the exam, and so from the back of the room to the front of the room, everyone's like, they pay people to be in the seat.
I see.
So they all pay and they cheat off of one another all the way down to the smartest guy in the room, which is the guy in the front, and all the answers go all the way to the back. You don't know that cheating scam? Was I the only one involved?
You might have been the only one.
Are we on the air? Anyway, do you believe that there? I mean, when you're that sophisticated, you got a guy banging on the trash can. That's like
he's seeing a sign from somebody in center field,
right,
with a camera. So just think of the time that it took. Like seconds, we're talking.
The timing.
Yeah. So if other teams are doing this, don't get caught.
What do you think should happen to them?
They should probably lose some draft picks. E.J. Hinch should probably be suspended some games. But again, you can't punish everybody because everybody's gone. This happened 3 years ago almost. So,
but you can punish the organization.
But
you can punish the manager.
Yeah, you can take away draft picks. I don't want to see. People have talked about, like, banning them from postseason play. Now you're messing with the fabric of the season.
Who's your favorite team, Mad Hatter?
Oh, the Mets.
Oh, God. Yeah. Here we go again. Yeah. You two losers. Anyway, so now that the evil empire is back in business at the highest level because of the Gerrit Cole signing, what do you think that the losers of the Gerrit Cole sweepstakes, the offerings that they made, what are they? I mean, obviously the Angels did something about it. They got Rendon. What do you think the rest of them do?
I think the Dodgers are going to pivot to something like Madison Bumgarner. And we talked about Francisco Lindor. That's really not a need for them.
Like, Didn't that guy hate the Dodgers more than any team on earth?
But you know what? But you know, money talks if you're Madison Bumgarner, right? And if you want to stick it to the Giants, what better place to go than the Dodgers?
Do you think he's got a lot left in the tank? Or what do you think? He's at a half tank or a quarter tank?
He's probably at like close to a half to a quarter. He's throwing a massive amount of innings for somebody his age. And
right.
just the wear and tear on his body alone. Now, he's had his share of fluky injuries as well, like, you know, falling off the ATV or whatever it was. But if it's me and I'm him and the Giants didn't want me, I'm going to the Dodgers. I'm going to stick it to them.
So how do you think the Yankees, they love being the evil empire?
Oh, sure. Sure, of course they do.
So did you hear that Cashman and the rest of the brass went out to dinner right across the street from the hotel in San Diego?
Yeah, and apparently like all of the media saw them and they knew nothing. Everyone in the media knew nothing.
Because it broke like at around 12:40 yard time.
Yeah, around midnight. And then you know, apparently like some people from the media winked at Cashman and Cashman said, "I got nothing going on." And just imagine, like, we have all of these things at our fingertips, and no one knew that this was happening.
Speaking of the Giants, Bruce Bochy is now going to manage the French national team. Is that like Rick Pitino coaching the Greek national team?
Which, by the way, we all thought Bruce Bochy wanted to retire, right? Like, the Giants told us,
right.
Bruce Bochy told us he wanted to retire. This doesn't sound like a guy who wanted to retire. It sounds like a guy who was forced out.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to believe, but what could be worse than that? Like, he's going to manage the French. Do the French have a baseball team? Like, that? They must.
This is all news to me.
But how pathetic is that? Like, what is going on? He can't do better than that?
I think he wanted to take a year off, and I think he felt the need to, I guess, placate the Giants because the Giants did all of these things for him. So he'll take a year off instead of, you know, basically making it sound like he was forced out. And the Giants are holding their ceremonies for him in, you know, September of this year. It seems kind of weak for him to take a managing job, you know, 3 months, 2 months later.
Right. Mexico City is going to host two regular season MLB games this year. So they built a new stadium down there, Alfredo Harp Helu Stadium. And it got completed in March and can seat 20,000 fans. Diablos Rojos of Mexican League, it's their home. They won the Sur Division with 67 wins. So they're going to have games for the first time ever. The Diamondbacks and Padres will play there on April 18th and 19th. What do you think of that little Mexico City? They keep getting games, NFL games, baseball games.
Hopefully the field's in better shape than every NFL game that's ever been played there.
Azteca Stadium has been a nightmare with their surface for sure. 855-212-4CBS to get on the bench.
You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench.
So let me get this straight. The President's Cup is going on, and, you know, I guess, am I supposed to care about this? Didn't they get whacked 4-1 or something? Is that what the score is? So he's doing better than the rest of them. He birdied the first two holes and chipped in another at the fifth at Royal Melbourne today to help he and Justin Thomas to a 4-3 four-ball best ball victory over Leishman and Neiman. But as far as the rest of it, the U.S. team struggled against the international squad on the first day of the President's Cup. The Americans trailed after the first session, a huge boost for the international side. So anyway, it finished the day ahead 4-1 on the scoreboard. They had not led after any session of the President's Cup since the second day in 05. They're up 4-1 now. Woods, the first playing captain at the President's Cup since his the inaugural competition in 94, put himself out in the first group with Thomas and immediately hit a tight approach on the short par for a first. Blah, 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 blah. Bottom line is the U.S. is getting their ass beat. And Friday, it switches to foursomes, alternate shot with Woods and U.S. captain Ernie Els to put forth the pairings for the five matches at the conclusion of play on Thursday. How is Ernie Els a U.S. captain? Isn't he, like, international, too? Like, that makes no sense to me. Anyway. Sounds like they're getting their ass beat, if you ask me. Maybe I'm wrong. Larry in Indiana, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Good evening, sir.
Hey.
I had a question. I'm thinking about starting a hobby since I'm retired, and I wanted to maybe take up sports betting.
Right.
And I'm going to probably subscribe to a punting service I've heard you advertise.
Right.
And I wondered what would be, if you could recommend any betting apps.
I can't really do that on the air here, Larry. But if you were to, like, tweet me or something like that, or, you know, message me, I could give you some advice on it. But I can't actually do it on the air. I'll get in trouble. They consider sports betting here like I'm a heroin dealer. So I can't tell people where to bet. Fair enough? It's just, right, Mavi, isn't that the bottom line? I think there's some truth
right,
to
plus,
that.
I mean, it's something that we'd have to do research into because it is legal in Indiana now, but, you know, we don't know specifically which ones are operating there. There's a bunch of ones that operate around the country, but not everyone operates in every state, so that's something we have to look,
but,
you know,
but,
look into.
But I do know that sports betting's legal in Indiana, so you could do it there.
It is, yes.
And I'm sure the usual suspects are there. They, believe me, they swarm in when they pass the laws in every state, they swarm in and they're all there. Like in New Jersey, every one of them's here. You can, what is there? I mean, there's like 14 apps you can use to bet on sports in New Jersey now.
Right, and I'm not sure what the update is now, but I know when it first started back in September, they didn't have mobile betting as of yet. They had, you know, a bunch of places that did it, but no one was offering mobile as
okay,
of yet.
So in Indiana, you could go to the window, but you can't do a mobile app.
Yeah, I don't know if that's changed in the last couple months, but when it started, there weren't any apps ready.
All right. So I wanted to look at the night in the NBA because, you know, all I've talked about is the Knicks game, which is now a 7-point game after three. So you know they're going to blow this game the next. That's how bad they are. They lose every game. They were outscored in the third 30-19 by the lowly, hapless Warriors who are just as bad as they are. The Lakers ended up winning that game, and they were laying 7, so they covered against the Magic, 96-87. LeBron had 25, 11, and 10 for L.A. That was impressive. Aaron Gordon, 14, 14, and 4 for the Magic, who had been on fire, but now they're back to 11 and 13 now. And the Lakers continue to sizzle. 22-3, 12-1 on the road. That's just crazy the way they're playing ball. And the Clippers went to Toronto and won. I told you about that earlier. 112-92. Kawhi Leonard had 23, 5, and 6 dimes to have a big night. Siakam had 24, 4-3 for the Raptors, who are now 9-3 at home, and 16-8 overall. The Clippers are 19-7. Overall, and playing some solid ball. The Rockets barely beat the Cavs in Cleveland, 116-110. James Harden had 55 tonight. He went off again. This guy just constantly lights it up. That's pretty impressive. I want to look at his numbers in terms of what he did in the game, how many shots he took, and everything else. So, anyway, there's several that you can use in the state, and I can't recommend any of them. So there you go. It's up to you. I just want to look at these numbers. Harden, 20 of 34. That's pretty solid. 20 of 34, 10 of 18 from downtown, 5 of 5 from the line, 3 rebounds, 8 dimes, 2 steals, 2 blocks, 6 turnovers. James Harden with another big night tonight, 55 points. For the Rockets, this guy's just unbelievable the way he scores. The Pacers beat the Celtics. I actually took Boston on the road to win that game. I went for it. Sometimes you just got to go for it, right, and pick some of these teams to win on the road. But the Pacers are impressive, 10-3 at home. And the Celtics are 7-6 away. Hornets beat the Nets in Brooklyn. That's a bad loss for the Nets. You know, when Kyrie's not playing on that team, they suck, right? They're just so average. He's been injured like crazy since coming to Brooklyn. Do you think that guy's breaking down, Mafia? Seriously. Because he was injured in Boston. Now he's broken down here. He's like a broken down school bus.
Yeah, I mean, he gets banged up a lot. I mean, obviously that style of play, we've seen it with guys before like Iverson and some of these other guys when you just, you know, are a guy that's crashing to the rim just about every time you have the ball and driving all over the place. It can wear on you when you got to go against the trees and those guys knock you to the ground a few times. And he gets banged up. It's been something that's plagued him early on, as you said, in Brooklyn. And that's something they need to hope, you know, get remedied, because if this guy's going to be banged up the whole time, all that money you just spent out for him and Kevin Durant isn't going to do you a damn thing, because Durant's going to come back and be hobbled next year and be slower and be on, like, you know, all this load management stuff to do with all these guys now. And if Kyrie's out half the games too, you're still not going to be a good team.
So the Jazz beat the T-Wolves 127-116. Spida Mitchell at 30. And the Bulls 136-102 over the Hawks in Chicago. Zach LaVine at 35 tonight for Chicago. Grizzlies win in Phoenix. Big win there. Jaren Jackson at 24-6-4 for the Grizzlies. 115-108 they win. The Bucks cover the 10 without Giannis. They beat the Pelicans anyway, 127-112. Bledsoe at 29 and 6 dimes for the Bucks. And the Kings by 1 over the Thunder. I think I took the Thunder and 2 in that game. I want to look at that number. I did Oak City and 2 with the spread. They did cover the Thunder. Chris Paul, 12 dimes. Buddy Hield at 23, 6 and 6 for the Kings. So, big night in the NBA. I'm watching the Knicks with 10 minutes left. Can they hold on and beat the Dubs? They were up in this game. I mean, huge. They were up 20. I know
22.
That. What, 22?
22.
I mean, it is unbelievable. And I do want to look at Barrett's numbers. 16, that's not bad. 7 of 11 from the floor, 7. I guess he's got 8 boards, 3 dimes, a steal in 31 minutes. Boy, do they grind him out. He's been on the floor longer than anybody tonight. But I think if he keeps playing those minutes, honestly, what have they played? This is their, like, 25th game or something like that? 25 games in. So what did they play in college, like 35 games? So he's 25 games into his pro career, and they're yanking him for 30, 40 minutes a game? I mean, literally, he's played 31 minutes. I mean, the game's almost over. Played a whole game. So at some point, when are they going to give him some rest? Because he's not going to be able to do that for 82 games. I don't care how young or how athletic you are. They're going to grind him down. That's all there is to it. Because I think I've seen him play a lot sloppy stuff. And their team's so bad, it's got to be wearing on him mentally to play on a loser like this. Because all he's ever done is play on a winner, right? He only knows winning and playing in big games. Now he just loses every night and gets bent over. It's got to be awful.
This is Pharrell on the Bench.
Who loves you? You got to get on PharrellOnTheBench.com. It's incredible. I'm basically Santa Claus. I deliver the best picks, the best site, the best price, the best returns, the best percentage. It's simple. I'm not even BSing you. PharrellOnTheBench.com is the greatest thing ever. Sign up today. Hide the money from your wife. How does 78% of the conference championship game sound? 78% of my bets hit. And then Sunday, 72% of my NFL bets hit. Saturday night, I hit 80% of pro hoop bets. I mean, it really is unbelievable. I don't even know why I do the show anymore. I should just, I don't know. Maybe I should just live in Vegas. What do you think? Go back to Vegas for a third time's a charm and just live there and tell everybody who to bet on and make everyone millions?
Much better taxes and weather.
No doubt about it. I wanted to say, Mafia, that on Monday and Tuesday, I'm here tomorrow night, right? So I got a show tomorrow, unfortunately. And then on Monday and Tuesday, I have my last shows of the year. That's going to be horrible news for the fans that crave Pharrell on the Bench. So I'm not going to be here after Tuesday.
That is correct.
At all. And the funny thing is that the bowl games start, I think, Friday.
They do, yeah, the 20th.
So I think basically...
Is that when the No One Cares Bowl? Or?
Yeah. I think the... is that
no
like...
Viewers Bowl?
Is that like the You're Not Welcome League that I don't get to play in on Sundays?
No, because people actually care about that.
So anyway, Monday and Tuesday, I'll be here, and I'll be able to, like, go through bowl games with you. How's that sound? You know what I mean? Like, we could focus on some of the bowl games on Monday and Tuesday.
Sounds like a great plan to me.
And aren't the, you know, what it'll be? Week 16 next week in the NFL, and then week 17 the week after?
Yes, that is correct.
So this is week 14, right, or week 15 right now?
Yes.
So week 15 is starting tomorrow night. So I'm here for the Ravens-Jets game. What a thrill that'll be for everyone. And then week 15 is this Sunday. Week 16 is next week, next Sunday. And then week 17 is the final week. So there's literally 3 weeks left.
Yeah, and then we get the playoffs.
And then the playoffs.
Year playoffs.
So January, when we're back, then the playoffs will start, and we'll be here for all those shows.
Yes, we will.
Allegedly.
Until the end of time.
And then, but the deal is that for the next 3 weeks, I'm not going to be here. So for those NFL games, those 2.5 weeks, I'll be here literally just for this week's games.
Right, so, be here tomorrow for this week's games, and then the beginning of next week for the week after.
Right, so week 15 is this week, so I will do that on tomorrow night's show. We'll hit those games tomorrow. Or, hell, I'll even hit them tonight if you want to talk about it. You want to talk about any games this weekend, go ahead and call me.
Might as well, why wait?
And then tomorrow I'll do it again, primarily to kill time, though. And then on Monday and Tuesday I'll do bowl games and NFL games for week 16 and 17 because I'm a nice guy. Don't judge me by this meeting alone. I mean, what else am I going to do? So if I'm not going to be here for any of those games, I might as well talk about them while I am here, right? So the bad news is that I'm only here for three more shows after tonight ends. So I'm here tomorrow and then Monday and Tuesday, and that's it for the year. And I know that makes a lot of people very angry, including my colleagues who seem to get worked up. Mavia, you've seen that too, haven't you?
I have, yeah. Everyone gets really bothered by everyone else is having time off. I don't know what the deal is.
Well, everyone gets mad at me when I have time off because I've only done this, you know, for 20 years longer than everyone here.
Well, not only that, they don't realize how much you're here for like 7-8 months straight before you actually even take a day off. I mean, the first time you took a day off, I think this year was like
the last
June.
Week of July.
Well, you had one in June for like Gunner's graduation that your wife forced you to take. And then
I didn't want to go to that. I didn't want to go to that.
Right. It was like 5 or 6 months of you not taking any. So
that was a terrible night for me going to some junior high school graduation. If you remember correctly.
There was a basketball, like a championship basketball game in the league that right. You wanted to play in, and you wanted to skip the dinner.
Yes. But I will say this, is that I did make fun of having a junior high school graduation.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
I just do not believe in, I don't believe in rules and such. When we started living like freaky beatniks, I don't believe in junior high school graduations any more than I believe in elementary school graduations.
Or kindergarten ones, how about those?
How about like, so your kid gets out of sixth grade and all of a sudden I'm supposed to have a party? You know what sixth grade means? It sucks that I'm going to be in seventh grade. You know what eighth grade means? It sucks I have to go to high school. You know what high school means? It sucks. And then college is awesome because you can drink beer and smoke fatties and have relations.
You do some of that in high school too?
I mostly did hardcore drugs in high school. Wait, are we on the air?
Oh, you went right into the deep end.
So anyway, I just don't believe in all those shenanigans. So I was in protest, full protest mode. Not only that, I had to go pay for a bunch of people to have dinner. Didn't I have like 8 people to dinner and I had to buy that?
Yeah, you got plenty of freeloaders.
Celebrating a kid getting out of eighth grade. What a thrill. Like, here's what I got when I graduated from high school. Nothing. Okay? That's what TR gave me. Nothing. I'm surprised you didn't beat me with a paddle. Wait a minute, he did. So anyway, I don't ever miss. And so when I miss, like, I'm off. Like, didn't I get some flack last night for having off Friday? Like,
because
I'm off.
Always?
I'm off Friday, so I heard. Or what, wasn't I on Monday?
Yeah, Monday and Friday. Monday and Friday.
So I heard, why are you off? Why are you off so much? I'm like, well, I've only done it 20 years longer than you. How's that sound? Have I earned the right to have off some days? Is that all right with everybody?
Here's what I get much in perks here. So if you're going to get some extra days off, you got to take them.
Everyone can kiss my ass. How's that sound? Like, are you kidding me? How funny is that? What do they give off the guy on the fan, like 6 months a year? What, they give him off the whole year, don't they? Didn't they just let him have off the whole year and give him another mil? Is that about right? So don't tell me when I can take vacations, okay? If I take off Friday, I should take off the whole week. So funny to me. It's so funny. I can't believe I walk out in this newsroom and someone gives me flack about when I'm taking off. It's so funny. I'm like, mind your own business. Beat your ass. I'm like a nasty dog, too, man. You don't want to get too close to me because I'll bite with those beady eyes. I don't even know, but I think some of my meatloaf just came up. It just tasted like a chunk of meatloaf. I only eat it in the kitchen, though, because at least they clean the kitchen, as opposed to the syphilis room where I cook it in. The microwave. Sorry. Billy in St. Louis, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, how are you doing?
Hey, dude.
I was just calling to say that I know you guys are a big fan of the Bills, but I really don't think they have any chance in the AFC this year.
Oh, thanks, you moron. First of all, you drip. I'm not a fan of the Bills at all.
The only one who is a fan is the guy who's not here tonight.
Yeah, you stupid ass. And then secondly, they're not going anywhere, except they're going to the playoffs, idiot. But other than that, Merry Christmas to you. Honestly, can anyone be dumber than that call? Do you think we could top that tonight, Mad Hatter, if we could get someone to call in and be dumber than that?
Possibly. We got an hour left.
Joe in San Diego on the fan.
All right, Scotty, you guys talking with you. And a question I have here on some of these games on Sunday, Detroit and Tampa Bay are like 47 on the over, and both those teams usually give up and score some points. I think the over, and also Tennessee and Houston, similar 47 and over, I take it. And what about the Bears plus 7?
Okay, all right, slow down. I skipped school and smoked a lot of weed that day. I have to go slowly here. So first of all, let's go one at a time. The first game you talked about was that the Lions game. So the Bucks and Lions. Yeah, I would agree the over there because they both give up a ton of points, and the Buccaneers score a lot of points. So the Lions are so awful. I think the Buccaneers will score at least, I think they'll score at least, I'm guessing at least 35 points in that game. I mean, I literally think they'll score 30, 35 points in that game. So all you're going to need is, I think, 17 out of the Lions. I think they can do that to go over. But I don't do totals, so I'm just, that's not my bag. But I will say this, that I would guess, if I were to guess just off the top of my head tonight, I would say, yes, that will go over. What was the second game?
Similar in Houston. Both of them score and give up points. Same thing.
Yeah, that's a 50, but that's a divisional, almost playoff-type game where I think that, the Titans, my guess would be, are going to ground and pound. And I think the Texans, they looked so awful last week losing at home or whatever. It was so embarrassing that that number's 3, so the total's 50. And I think that, they lost to Denver 38-24 at home. That was embarrassing. But I'll give you this. Yeah, they gave the Broncos 38 they put on them. But when they win, they're winning games like 20-17, 26-3. So, yeah, I'll give you this. A lot of their games, 13-12, but 16-10, but they've had a lot of games go over. That one to me is a divisional war. So my guess is they play the Titans twice here in the next 3 to end the season at Tennessee and then home to Tennessee on the last game of the season in Week 17. My guess is that game is tighter than that and more physical than that and a battle for field position and scoring and an edge and a lead and then hold them off type game. I'm going to guess under there. And what was the other game? Do you remember, Mavi? I hung up on him.
No, that'll cover it then.
There you go. You get two games from me.
You're asking about half the board here. Come on.
I don't do totals, and I can't remember more than two games at a time because I can't even remember two games at a time. I can only remember the first game. The Buccaneers Lions. I remember that one.
You didn't even remember that one at first.
I did not remember that one either. But I'm not a very smart person. Alan in Pittsburgh on the fan.
Hey, Scotty, my man. How you doing, sir?
What's going on, Al?
Hey, I have two questions for you, sir. You think there'd be a real low-scoring game in the Buffalo and the Steelers game? And do you think the Patriots might be in some trouble the way Brady's been playing lately?
The Patriots are in no trouble this week, I would think, against the 1-12 Bengals, my friend.
Listen to the know the calls now.
Yeah, and then I would say, you know, it's pretty obvious that the Steelers and Bills will be a slugfest because we've said all along 9-6, 13-10 type game because these are the two of the top defenses in the league. I mean, literally, I think the Steelers are now number one. I mean, they got the most sacked. They're like number one in every department in defense in the NFL. And the Bills are clearly top five as well defensively. So neither team gives up anything. So my guess is they're, low-scoring game. And I think you suggested to me that – did he ask me if it'd be low-scoring? I think that's what he asked me. So, yeah, I do think it'll be low-scoring. But I think the obviously, Carver High thinks the Bills are going to win. I think the Steelers are going to win. Something's got to give. Someone's going to win. Maybe it's a tie. Who knows? You never know. 107-103 Knicks. 46 seconds left. Randall at the line. I'm getting five. I think the five is golden. They're up nine with the spread. Now 10. So I'm going to cover the five, automatic, Mafia.
Yeah, you definitely are. And that was in doubt there for a while. There was a one point, I think it was like 91-90, that Golden State actually took the lead and then the better
Unless
three.
They hit two threes and tie it. It'll be 109-103 if he makes this free throw, Randall.
Yeah, there's going to be a lot of free throws, though, in the next 45 seconds to help him out.
The last 45 seconds will take an hour to play. Like all professional sports teams in America, the last minute or two take an hour with all the TV timeouts and everything else.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.